Good morning to each one of you. Welcome you to our service this morning and to the Lord's house. We're glad that you're here. And for our call to worship, I just wanted to point out quickly a verse of scripture that I shared part of this week with the students in chapel. But in Hebrews chapter 5, I wanted to read a passage that we've heard so many times before. And I was thinking about worship and coming to church, as we call it, and just coming to services. And why do we come to worship? Why do we come to worship God? Obviously, is the first and most foremost reason. Our God is worthy of worship. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy for us to give our attention to consider, to think, to honor Him, and to thank Him for all He's done. And we serve a God that is definitely worthy of worship. But another reason, and Brother Opeger alluded to this at the end of his Sunday school lesson, is to come to hear the Word of God and to learn from it. You know, many times we perhaps get the wrong motives and come, well, if I don't come to church, then so-and-so will think bad of me, or, you know, I better go to church, or, you know, they'll think I'm not right with God or something. No, those are really the wrong motives to come. One of the motives we should have, of course, besides the worthiness of our God, is that we want to learn God's Word. We want to grow as a believer. Hebrews chapter 5 says this passage. It says, I'll kind of pick up in the middle of verse 12. It says, we are become as those that have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. The idea here of exercising our senses. When we come to Sunday school, when we come to a worship service, when we, as Brother Pager said, when we sit down at home and open the Word of God, what are we doing? We're exercising our senses to discern good and evil. It's our responsibility, not just on the Lord's Day, but throughout the week as well. We come to worship God. We come to hear His Word. Why do we sit and listen? Why do we listen to what God's Word means in the different passages that we look at? It's so that our senses can be exercised. Our senses can be exercised. They can grow and increase in strength. You know, we always think about maybe lifting weights or things like that. I've never really been a big weightlifter. I did it for a little bit and I said, forget it. I still look the same. If I lifted for 3 years, it wouldn't matter. So I've never been able to build big muscle like Mr. Whitney. So that's been a downfall for me. Or Jeff or some of you other guys out there, I'm just a little pipsqueak, as they call it. But spiritually, we all have the responsibility to lift the weights or exercise. And how do we do that? By coming to this book and by asking the Lord, give me something new today. Help me to understand something that maybe I didn't know before. And what is the purpose of this exercise in verse 14 is that our senses are exercised to discern between good and evil. You know, those who are in the strong meat realm, as the author of Hebrews here, versus those that are in the milk stage. You know, now Peter talks about desiring the sincere milk of the Word so that we may what? Grow thereby. And yes, when we come to Christ, we want to grow, and God wants us to grow, but He wants us to grow from the milk stage to the meat stage. And the strong meat, as we kind of chew on God's Word and we get our fork and knife out and we begin to digest God's Word, we're exercising our ability to discern good and evil. Why is it today in our society? It's so disheartening to see that there's not an understanding of right and wrong. That there is the good being called evil and the evil being called good. And then there's so many in the churches that just come and they're sitting there, but they're consumed with the world. They're consumed with themselves. They're consumed with sin, our situation of our society with its evil. Why? Why are we in that condition? It's because we've taken this book, the one book that can help us know good and evil, and we've cast it out of our society. We've put it to the side, and when we stop exercising in God's Word, then we have, as the writer here says, we're dull of hearing. We're kind of dulled. We haven't exercised. We haven't built up that strength. And instead of beginning to realize and discern what is good is that which pleases God, versus what is evil, which is something that's really pleasing to the devil. You do something evil, you're pleasing the devil. You do that which is good, you're pleasing God. How do you know? By getting in God's Word and exercising. Not just this morning as we come to Sunday school, this morning we're going to hear from God's Word and look at some passages of Scripture, and we do that every Sunday. We do it on Wednesday nights, and in school the children have Bible times, and camp they have Bible times, and they have chapel services. There are all these times where we get to hear God's Word, but more importantly, also on your own. You know, it takes discipline. I know people that do the weightlifting thing and exercise and all that, and I tell you, they're disciplined. They go every day at a certain time and they work specific muscles and they have these protein shakes and all this other stuff. And they're very disciplined and they have to work at doing that exercise. Well, we have to have that same discipline spiritually. That yes, I want to get up and I'm going to read God's word. Or if you night before you go to bed, whatever it is, you have a time that you're going to be disciplined for a time to exercise so that you will be able to discern good and evil. God help us as we not just have gathered this morning, but throughout this week and the next week and the week after. And yes, even in the summertime when our minds, especially as young people, oh, no school, no, oh, get to just sleep in and do whatever. Well, we don't need to throw away God's word. We need to continue to stay in those kind of things and to be able to be stronger, the discernment muscle, if you want to call it that, to build that, to increase that, to exercise that for the glory of the Lord so we can understand His word in our days and discern between good and evil.